Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to 9/11 Radio. My name is James, and I'm your host. And this afternoon, it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Your co-host is John Doerr, and here he is. John, how are you doing?
Good, James. How are you?
Good to be with you again. Good to be with you. So I just want to make a brief announcement. I posted on Facebook. A Facebook file, a video. It's not a YouTube video. It's a Facebook video, and it says that Benjamin Netanyahu is solely responsible in terms of the role that Israel had to play in 9/11. In fact, he is one of the architects of 9/11, and he is responsible for the deaths, the murders of all those who died on 9/11. This motherfucker is you know, prancing around with his nose in the air like he's the fucking king of the world, he should be hanging from the gallows.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, he's an American Israeli because he has family here in New York City, and he also went to school here in New York City.
Okay.
Basically,
so he destroyed part of America.
Right. He's already been recorded saying that 9/11 was a really good thing for Israel.
And, yeah, he did say that.
And he was also recorded stating that America, he would be able to manipulate America and the people of America.
Right.
To, in other words, for Israelis' ends and means, you know.
Right.
Politically, right,
right,
exactly.
As far as I'm concerned,
also he was very involved in the whole Charlie Hebdo thing, because of the fact that he was quoted as basically threatening France if they recognized Palestine as a state, and he was also quoted as saying that bad things would happen to France along the lines of terrorism if they did recognize Palestine as a state, which they did, and lo and behold, you know, I don't know, it was a month or two later, the whole Charlie Hebdo thing happened, and then on top of that, he requested the French government for him to come there and to speak, and they refused him. They told him not to come there, and he defied their request.
Anyway.
Right, exactly, and it was all a photo op, and it's all political, you know, bureaucracy. It's, you know, they use these events, you know, to further their agenda. And I view him as one of the most guilty, you know, individuals on the face of the earth. Pertaining to all this terrorism, American involvement in the Middle East, all of it. I lay all of this right at his doorstep. And again, all you have to do is look at a map and see that the majority of the countries we're invading all surround Israel, and it all points to Israel. And I am not an anti-Semite, I'm not a Jew hater, I'm nothing like that. And that's another aspect that they, you know, try to shut people down with. And I say fuck fuck these people, because they're the ones that are fucking instigating all the fucking problems on this earth and bringing this earth into chaos.
Right.
And I say fuck them all. Go fight your own fucking wars, because they're taking them $8 million a day from American people, the taxpayers' fucking pockets, to the tune of, I think it's close to $3 billion a year.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
You know, and on top of it, you know, 200 nuclear bombs and all military hardware is you know, just given to these people to basically run a modern-day concentration camp and modern-day apartheid, the same as South Africa, which these people were also involved with. So they're guilty across the board. They're nothing but land pirates and scumbags that need to be outed for who and what they are. Finally, to bring this world to peace. And that entire state needs to be dismantled peacefully, because they're totally wrong. They're insane people that are, again, instigating World War III, basically, for their own means and for their own profit. So fuck them all. I'm not an anti-Jew. I'm an anti-violent person. And they're the ones creating all the violence.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. I'm done.
I'm just saying, what do you do with someone who wants to instigate World War III? I mean, who has the
take
means
out.
Power?
Pull the rug out from under them. Take their power away from them in any way, shape, or form you can.
Right.
It includes what we're doing, even us little guys, speaking out against them, because even if people don't like these videos, we both know, me and James, are well aware of the fact that a lot of people are listening to them, and you just don't have the balls to like it and comment on it, and still don't care. I'm still going to speak the truth, no matter what.
Right on.
And take it down from YouTube. We'll put it up on other social media sites and still get the word out. So good luck with trying to censor us. Because it don't mean shit. We'll backdoor you any way we can, just like you backdoor in the world. Well, fuck all you fucking censored fucking government pieces of dog shit. How do you like that, Uncle James?
Well, Uncle James is...
And I'll keep doing this till they come and kick my door in and arrest me, and I'll spit in their faces, and I'll talk them out of their jobs in 10 minutes flat, the guys that arrest me. Send them home crying to their mothers. And what a farce their entire lives are, and how they work for fake paper, that it isn't even worth anything.
Oh, yeah. These people
are followers.
There's a lot of dogs out there, eh, that follow their master.
Order followers.
Like,
I was just watching a video about order followers. Order followers are the people, forget the elites, the order followers are actually the ones that are keeping, you know, the modern form of slavery system intact today.
Right.
Because they're the ones that are carrying out the orders without even thinking,
blindly,
like zombies.
Right.
They're even bigger pieces of shit than the freaking scumbag freaking elites that give them the orders and sit back like cowards, can't carry out the orders. Because they're all scumbag cowards. They get other people to do their dirty work and murdering for them.
Right.
I'm sorry. Continue, Jim.
I always walked a fine line, you know. Like I told in a previous episode, I didn't want to be doing anything illegal. I didn't want to be doing anything. I wanted to play their game by their rules without cheating, and still win. You know, it's possible. Even if you're playing a game of chess and you turn your back and your friend moves a piece around, you can still win the game. But the point being that, like, even though they cheat, I can still defeat them. And, you know,
the truth,
me,
Trump,
you,
out-trumps
everybody
everything.
Who cares. What?
And that, I'm saying the truth out-trumps everything. All their cheating, all their bullshit. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
And all I'm speaking is the truth.
I know, exactly.
They can deny it as much as they want, but the truth, you know, doesn't need, all you have to do is let the truth go. It'll defend itself, and it'll work itself out, because it's the truth.
Yeah, it's sort of like...
Amen.
So be it, buddy.
That's right.
All right. So, if you speak the truth and it makes sense to people and it rings clear with them because they have the reception's good.
Right.
Then, you know, it'll resound. You know, it's like an echo. If you say
it reverberates.
Yeah, sure it does. It crosses the world and it comes back.
Right. It's like throwing a pebble in the water. The ripples keep going outward.
Yeah, it's wild how it works. And people think they're just like plastic beings and, they're just simple, it's just me and my little bubble. But no, you have so much power as a human being that you probably don't even realize. And
they don't.
You know,
that's the whole point. That's how these people get so much power, is because they take that power, that notion of that power that you do have, away from you. They make you believe the exact opposite and steal it away from you. And sorry, I'm an individual that hasn't been stolen away from me. I'll speak the truth till you cut my head off.
There you go.
I don't care. Oh. I do not care, because the truth is the truth. And as long as you have the truth on your side, there's nothing to fear at all.
As long as you are a good, righteous, decent human being, you know, that does the right things and tells people the right things and behaves properly. And you know what? Nobody's perfect, but you know what? You know, so why do you steal that little piece of cheese from the cheese plate? You know, like, come on.
Right.
Who cares about that shit? So what if you put a little bit of extra butter on your bread? You know, like, it's not, that isn't the deal. The deal is the fabric of the human being that you are, you know, the one that speaks clearly and says what is right. You know, that's what needs to be understood. You can't pick apart someone on the nitty gritty levels. So you got to be like, you got to take in the whole man, and for who he or a woman she is, and understand that they're either all about being righteous and good, or they're all about being selfish and greedy. And how many people are selfish and greedy? Too many.
How many?
I was going to say, you know, like too many people are, lost in sort of like some mire of like selfishness, where they're the only ones that matter. Nobody else matters. And
that's righteous.
It's not even about what they need. It's about what they want.
Right. Well, we're all, you know, a culture of, object fetishism now.
Sure.
We're all thing addicts. We've all been turned into thing addicts. And who sells you the things? The elites. Again, it all points back to them. They're the ones creating this insane, chaotic world for their benefit, not yours. Culture uses you. Culture abuses you. And this is what people need to understand, and where the culture comes from. Again, the elites. It's all being orchestrated from these selfish little weasel people that hide when it comes down to anything physical. And they believe that they're more mentally smart than everybody. But meanwhile, all their chaotic bullshit and all their plans and everything are all being unfolded as we speak. And
yeah,
we're helping to unfold it.
I'm not hiding, but I am in a way, you know, like...
I ain't hiding. I ain't going to hide from nobody.
I'm not hiding. I mean, they know where I am.
Yeah, good. Me too. The thing people need to understand mostly is the fact that they're doing this to you personally, you know? And the majority of people are sitting there taking it from these people. And
like,
I say, fuck that shit.
Stick that broomstick up my ass harder.
Right.
Ah!
That's right. With lots of splinters involved.
That's right. Lots of splinters.
Yeah.
And I won't figure out for a little while, just a few more splinters.
That's right.
But the bottom line
is that's where the people have lost their power. You know, the government of the United States was meant to be small for a reason. Because they didn't want them to get chaotic like the monarchies of Europe. that, you know, totally abused their freaking goddamn people, but yet taxed
right.
them to death. You know, work, they work to keep these people in, again, the word
riches.
Opulence, which is, you know,
right.
you know, insane, you know, rich, insanely rich for doing nothing.
Oh, yeah.
But making bullshit laws and mm-hmm. sending people, you know, with guns to arrest you and hurt you if you defy their threats. And that's what the whole world is based on, is threats. And these people that claim divine right to rule over you, that claim
right.
that they have rights that you don't. When meanwhile,
right.
you're the one, through your ignorance and your laying down, are giving them these rights and agreeing with them.
Shit.
And I don't agree with it because no man is better than me. We're all equal. Right? So
yes,
there is no man better than me, and there is no man that has more rights than me or different rights than I do because of what
right,
family
exactly.
they come from and whose feet they washed and whose feet their ancestors washed. I don't care. You're just the same as me. I don't look at it that way,
right.
and I never will.
Well, look, along with culture being toxic, so is nationalism. And
right,
so
and it's
like,
all nationalism is a symptom of culture. It's jammed down your throat.
Yeah, you're
it's
born
statism.
Into it, and it's like religion too. It's all crap.
Right.
You know, culture
is in fact
religion,
the new religion.
Fashion, everything.
Culture is the new religion. Statism.
Well, it is in certain sectors of society, but you know,
right.
There's this tradition as well. And,
right.
you know, that in and of itself is like a large part of what you might consider culture. And so
right.
there's different kind of culture. There's counterculture, there's subculture, there's this culture, there's that culture. But the point
right.
is it's all a fabrication of,
exactly.
you know, people want to be like someone else, not like themselves.
Okay.
That's the
exactly.
problem. Be yourself,
yeah.
fuck. Be a man.
Right.
Be a real
right.
man. Stand up for you. Stand up
right.
for everybody. Be a fucking human being, you know, on planet Earth.
Right.
That's what you
right.
should be. Everybody on this fucking planet should be a human being on planet Earth. And that
that's
is
right.
it.
And be an individual.
No nations, no cultures, no capitalism, no this, no that, no fuck it
right.
all. No fashion, no Hollywood, no TV, no fuck it all. You know what?
Right.
We can accomplish so much together as beings on this planet that are all
right.
united. And you know what's so funny is that the parallel between what I'm saying and what these New World Order assholes are saying, it sounds kind of similar.
Right.
it almost sounds identical. It's like
right.
they want a new world where everybody's divided into 10 regions. But
right.
I don't know if you read the Georgia Guidestones. There's 10 stipulations.
Right.
But
they're
going to
divide
the
world into
that,
10 zones.
Right.
That's easily governed via one body,
like,
which is communism.
Well,
socialist communism. That isn't freedom. It's a boot on everyone's neck on the planet. That's what they're talking about. And they're making you believe
trying,
that it's something else.
It's what it is abject slavery, and that's
exactly.
not the future I would like to see.
Right,
I want
where
to see
the state controls all the natural resources and what you do, and it's totally, you know, tells you what to do, how to live your life, and what, you know, how your life is to be lived. You know, that isn't freedom.
Let me tell you something.
Progress. It's reverse.
I learned this a long time ago. There's an abundance on Earth for all people on the planet. I don't care how many people there are.
Right,
there's
but it's being monopolized by the
not
elite.
Wealth, but yeah, it's all hoarded. These
right.
fuckers hoard everything. They hoard the money.
Right.
They hoard the
and then
the
tell
power,
you it's your fault
they hoard
that
the
you're
resources.
Using too much. And then they tell you that you're using too much of it.
These fuckers. And these corporations, which are like in and of themselves, they're psychotic by nature. Just by the fact that they have a board
of
representatives.
Well, they're created by the elitists. What else would you expect?
Well, these boards go around and they decide things that, like, it's okay to mow down the fucking rainforest.
Right.
You know, like,
but you're a terrorist for trying to save it. And they claim you're a terrorist for trying to save that rainforest.
Oh, but you're standing against, you know, big corporation who's making money for
right,
people.
Right, good. I'll stand against big corporations all day long because they're wrong. And they try to make you believe that they're right, and they're not. And that's the bottom line.
Well,
they try to lie to you enough to where you believe the lies are truth. And I don't care how much you lie, how many times you say a lie, it's never the truth.
Right,
it's just twisted
right.
words. To the point where you get fed up and you start believing that it's truth when it isn't.
The problem is when the entire system is corrupt, when the judges,
right.
the lawyers, the government, you know, the presidents, the monarchies, everything is completely and utterly corrupt. And in and of that, you know, like that, to say that they don't advocate the right thing, they advocate the thing that is, you know, selfish for them. They don't. There's a kickback for them, and so of course they're going to say X, Y, and Z to support their kickback. These people
right.
are, you know, basically by virtue of the fact that they're not doing the right thing and doing the wrong thing, they're maligned. They're maligned. There's something wrong with them. And
right.
who's going to change that? How do you change that? If a system is set up to control society, I mean, you got to look at it simply like this. Like the forefathers said, X, Y, and Z, this is supposed to happen. That's not supposed to happen. And look at today. What happened? Something
right.
fucking crazy happened, man.
Right.
America went down the toilet in a fucking quick flush.
Right.
And, you know, what's left is the dregs. I mean, there really is only so much keeping America together as it is, you know, in spite
mm-hmm.
of the onslaught of bullshit that comes out of Barack Obama's mouth.
Right. It's all bullshit.
Anyway, it's all fucking bullshit. Every fucking thing he said is bullshit. He's a
damn
fucking
straight.
Lying sack of shit, man. And, you know, now, you started off pretty good. You had a lot of gumption and anger, and you're like, I'm not going to take this shit. So I want to hear
right.
you talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. Lay the beats to him, please.
Well, basically, he's a warmongering, apartheid, leader of an apartheid state, as far as I'm concerned. That's holding how many people are in Palestine? You know, it's the most crowded
60 million.
Of,
oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Whatever it is.
60 million
how
in
many,
Israel.
Well, Palestine is the most crowded piece of real estate on this planet, and it's that way because they are caged in like animals, and
right.
they're the original owners of this land. They have more right to this land than the Israeli Zionist scum. Land pirates do, and
mm-hmm.
as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's in line with Hitler. Okay,
right.
He's actually killed more children than Hitler did, which tells you what kind of human being this man is. I wouldn't even go so far as to call him a human being. He's an evil entity that isn't even human. Because how could a human do this to people and claim
right.
God is on his side while doing it? It's insanity.
Because he's lying.
Pure insanity. And he's also guilty of brainwashing all the people in Israel to believe the same thing. To where,
right.
to the point where they sit in lawn chairs on mountains and watch, you know, other human beings being blown up and cheer it.
Yeah. yeah.
How disgusting is this?
That's
fucking
disgusting.
It really is. It truly is. It's beyond disgusting. It's total evil. It's hell
yeah.
on earth. And
yeah.
this man is you know, totally in league with people like Hitler, Mao of China, you know, Stalin, all these people. All these
right.
incredible animals that have slaughtered hundreds of millions of people, you know, in the last century or two. And
right.
You know, the fact that, you know, free people here that support this insanity via our tax dollars, military hardware, and political, you know, stupidity, you know, support this complete insanity, shows how far spread the brainwashing is, and
right.
what their influence is. And this is even more worrisome, you know, because people are so easily swayed by complete pathological, insane, murderous people. These people are mass murderers, and you sit and actually give them credence and listen to them and believe the bullshit stories they're shoving down everyone's throats. They're mass murderers. They've killed more people, you know. Most human beings couldn't even, you know, even dream of killing the amounts of people these people are responsible for stealing their lives and their souls away from them.
Yeah.
And yet everybody sits and takes it and says there's nothing you could do. Well, you know what? That's bullshit. You've been told a gigantic lie, and you've been brainwashed to believe things that are totally not true. Because if the people of this world actually did stand up, these elitists that are, you know, a couple hundred thousand compared to, you know, 7-8 billion people on the planet would have no chance at all. They would run for the hills. They would actually get in their spaceships, their frickin' space shuttles, and launch themselves into orbit around the Earth to escape the wrath that is of the people of the Earth. So,
yep.
You know, I have no respect for any of these leaders because they're all vile scum. They're the lowest. They are the weakest minded of and the most hideous people of the entire planet, and they're in charge of the planet. They're running the planet. So I have absolutely no respect for any of them. They're hideous, mm-hmm. foul people. Again, like we said in earlier episodes, you know, they could create any kind of world that they want. They have the power,
right.
the money, the political influence. They could create, you know, an absolute paradise for all of humanity if they chose to do so. But yet, what do you have? You have this world of hell on Earth.
Yeah.
And that's what they choose to create because they're the ones controlling it and benefiting from it. They're the ones living in opulence while everyone else is in poverty because they create the system that keeps you in poverty. They create the culture that keeps you in poverty. And so I have no respect for any of them whatsoever. There is no solution that can ever come from people like this. They are complete psychopaths that don't even blink an eye to mass murder people when they don't get their way. And that's what all this is. All this murder and death and destruction across the globe is all due to a few people who don't get their way and kill people when they don't get their way. And you believe that they're your leaders. These are people to look up to. And again, on top of it, it gives me, it you know, twists my guts to believe that people follow these people and look up to these people and have respect for people like this. It's disgusting.
They're blind. They're idiots.
They're not blind. They're brainwashed. They're willfully brainwashed. Because you know what the alternative is? They'd actually have to do something. They'd have to be involved. They'd have to play their part to help this world, turn this world around, to be something good for all people of the entire Earth, no matter what skin color. You know what? When it comes down to all this racist bullshit, we all got 10 toes, 10 fingers, one mouth, one nose, two eyes, one head, two ears. We're all the same. It doesn't matter what color you are, what part of the Earth you come from. We're all the same. We're all looking for the same thing. We all want to survive. We all want to, you know, bring our children up. And these savages that call themselves leaders tear that all apart by
yeah.
design for their own freaking benefit. And it's disgusting and foul.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about all I have to say. Fuck Benjamin Yahoo. He's a piece of dog shit. That needs to be buried so far deep in the ground that the worms can't find them. That's what I have to say about Benjamin Yahoo. Fuck him and his whole fucking Zionist fucking political ideology that hides behind the Jewish religion like a bunch of cowards.
Right. Yeah. Fucking
period.
Right,
end of story. That's my thoughts on all of it. And fuck everybody who follows this disgusting piece of dog shit and thinks he's somebody to look up to. He's a mass murdering lowlife scumbag.
Madonna was in a photo with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, fuck her too.
Elected. Fuck Madonna, that stupid cunt, fucking whore, slut, fucking bitch. Anyways, that was good, man.
Kabbalah follower. Kabbalah fucking worships the Kabbalah, her too. Black magic.
Right.
That's why she's, you know, all satanic shit and everything you see her in. Another piece of dog shit. Kissing the fucking feet of these fucking mass murderers to be where she is. And yet people, you know, follow her and, you know, travel across the country to see her. Worship Satan in front of them. And call themselves free people. It's disgusting. All of it. It twists my guts and the very core of my being. To think of how twisted people are and how insane this world has become due to this small group of people that don't do nothing except cause chaos and mass murder. What is there, when you break it down, there's absolutely nothing to respect it about at all.
Nothing.
Okay. Sorry, James.
No. Hey, it's all good, man. That was good. It was like a diatribe. And you let it out, and, you know.
Let's see if this one stays up on YouTube.
Pardon?
I said, let's see if this episode stays on YouTube.
Yeah, well, you know, I let it out the other day, and you let it out just now.
Right.
Everybody needs to let it out. Everybody fucking needs to unload what they really think. And that's what that's about. It's like,
it's politically incorrect to let people know
exactly
what you really think.
You know, fuck political correctness.
another psyop by the small group of freaking pansies that rule the world that keep you in check.
Yeah, well,
and don't allow you your freedom. They tell you you're free, but when it comes down to it, they don't allow you your freedom. Freedom of speech, most importantly.
Things have to change quick and easy. I mean, all I can say is that at the state we're in right now, it's only going to get worse, and so people have to listen and take heed and understand that they're all responsible. They're all a part of this, in Canada, the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, everywhere. There's two ways to go about it, okay? There's one way. It's called revolution. You all know what that means. It means upset, chaos, death, destruction.
It means go after the people that have held you down.
Yeah.
And give them a taste of their own medicine.
It's a justifiable reason.
It means feeding the tree of freedom with the blood of the elites, like the forefathers wrote down. That's the truth.
Right.
People want to talk about truth. That's the truth.
All right. You got it, man. Look, I'm not going to try to argue with you. I'm just going to say that there's another way. It's the Martin Luther King way. It's the, ring the bells and fucking everybody wake the fuck up. All right. Wake the fuck up. It's time to wake up.
Good luck
with
that. Well, people aren't waking up. I'm of the school where people aren't waking up, and it's going to come down to violence. It's going to come down to them or us.
I think that's what they want.
Sadly to say, you know, I don't want it to be that, but the way people are so freaking ignorantly brainwashed and zombified by these freaking mass murdering morons that they look up to as leaders and idols.
Yeah.
Guess what? Your leaders and idols that you look up to are going to come after you to kill you and force you to kill them. That's what it's going to come down to. And guess what? All your taxes that you think are going for roads and infrastructure and, you know, to pay for your security and defense went all to technologies that are being placed against you now. They have all the weaponry to take all of us out now.
Right.
out of people's ignorance of the world. that allow them this power.
Right.
And so be it. I'm ready to fight. Anytime they're ready to come bring it, I'm ready to fight and lay my life down.
I love
your
spirit,
I said,
man.
I ain't going to fight no freaking, you know, military, you know, militarized police forces when martial law hits and all that shit. I'm going to flank them all, and I'm going to go hunting elites. Because that's who deserves my wrath.
Yeah, well,
sorry, I'll
wrath.
Shut up now.
Yeah, better, you better.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, I know. all right, well, once again, back to Peace and Harmony with James. I'm of the opinion that we should all try something first before this revolution happens, and that's a peaceful demonstration across the world where everybody sits on their ass in front of their Capitol buildings and basically makes a statement that is clearly recognized by everybody else that there's a problem and it needs to be fixed. Now, well, the way you just described it, I mean, you did a very good job, and mm-hmm. you know, you speak for a lot of people. I know that are listening, that
yeah.
care and understand. And I think I also speak for some people that would rather see something kind of like more simplistic, given the fact that the power of the people surpasses the might of the elites. And
right.
It does all across the board. And, you know, if the American giant does stand up and, you know, start stepping on the bad guys, it'll be messy, but I believe not only the American ability to stand up and kick some ass, but that we will achieve the end goal, which is to usurp the bad guys because they usurped us, and it's our turn. And then, you know, and then go from there. You know, like, let's start over. Let's start a new world for everybody on the planet. Or, you know what, maybe you want to go back to living in America. And, you know, I don't know what the hell it's going to be, but the simple fact is that whatever happens, and I guarantee in the next 2 years, the world is going to change so much, it's going to be ridiculous.
Right.
It's going to be so drastic. It's going to be so extreme. And there's one thing we didn't cover in our last episode was polar shift. There might be a polar shift.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a polar shift sometime in the near future. It's something where it's been, you know, they look at geology. The load of the iron in the rock is different magnetic poles than what currently is the true north. So
right.
What it's to say is that the earth has shifted poles many, many, many times. And
right.
if it does shift poles, we're in for a fucking roller coaster ride.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a rocky roller coaster ride. And
no.
Yeah, so there's that in the works. And need I say Nibiru? I don't believe in Nibiru, but there's so much else to talk about. The Nephilim and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
There's all kinds of interesting shit we didn't cover yesterday. But well, the show's almost over, so I just wanted to say to recap, you know, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, Clinton, both of them. Everybody
Rumsfeld,
but Jimmy Carter.
Cheney.
I don't think Jimmy Carter was really involved. How the fuck can Jimmy Carter do anything wrong? I don't think so.
He helped
build
houses for homeless people.
All these other motherfuckers are evil.
That's right.
They're evil, and they're part of the New World Order.
Yep.
And every goddamn leader in the Western world on the face of the planet, and I would argue China, India, and definitely Russia and so on, are, you know, crypto Jews, and they respond to the Jewish, which isn't even the Jewish, it's the Zionist call to bring about this new world order and initiate World War III to cull the planet. So, I mean, if that doesn't, you know, if your reasoning, and which was, and I can't wait to listen to it again, wasn't clear enough, you know, it doesn't strike a chord with people, and that mine doesn't, where I'm saying, you know, like, shit is going to hit the fan, then, you know, well, you're just an idiot. Please tune into the other station playing, you know, Madonna and, yeah, there we go.
Pretty much.
Last words?
Yeah, I pray, even though what I said, I understand, is very harsh and very violent, but I honestly do pray for a nonviolent solution. But, you know, the positions people have allowed themselves to be corralled into, you know, warrants the opposite, because, you know, they're not waking up. Majority of people are, you know, willfully ignorant out of stupidity and laziness and the want and the need to not get involved. And again, this is the position you've put yourself in. And when it's coming, either way. And when it comes, don't blame anybody. Go look in the mirror before they kill you or you kill them. Because
you've
created this, not them. You've allowed them to create this, is the bottom line. And this terrible situation we all find ourselves in is due to your own selfishness. And eventually the piper is going to have to be paid either way. You're going to have to get involved in one way or another. And I hope, again, I hope and pray it isn't the violent way, but I really don't, at this point, I don't see it happening any other way because of people's, you know, deep brainwashing to believe that nothing's going to happen, blah, 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 you know, down the line.
Sure. Well, you know, before it taps out or whatever, in a weird, fucked up way, wouldn't we be the chosen ones? You know, me and you and other people like us who...
Yeah, I hope so.
Truth?
You got a straight head on
wouldn't
your shoulders.
Wouldn't we be the chosen ones?
I'd rather share this earth with you than the idiots that, you know, lay there and let themselves be, you know, bamboozled into everything under the sun.
Right.
A small group of morons.
Fuck. And, well, you said it, it's like, ignorance is not bliss, it's complicity. If you're ignorant of the fucking, what's going on around you.
You're just guilty of the evil that's being carried out.
Exactly.
By your ignorance. And your ignorance is being used as a weapon. And you don't even realize it.
Not you.
That's right.
And like, it's like, you need to be conscientious. You have to stop thinking about yourself. You have to start thinking about everybody else. And
take a look at the bigger picture and start learning about the bigger picture if you don't know what the bigger picture is.
You know, it's kind of hard. I mean, teenagers, I don't know. I call them teenage wasteland, just, you know, like straight from the Who. They're not to blame. But anyone over teen and up is responsible. Know. And if you don't know, you better fucking figure it out right fucking quick.
Right.
And we told you
and
the
that's
answer.
The thing. There is no blame. It's just, you know, it is what it is. But people need to understand that, you know, your apathy is leading to all this chaos that's going on. You know, it's supposedly this war on terrorism, blah, 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 is supposed to make the world better. Is it getting better? Take a look around you. You know, you got in America, there's a police state being wrapped around everybody like a warm blanket, and everybody's just sitting there taking it. Your police forces are unconstitutionally being militarized, turned into an army.
Right.
With military weapons, and people are just sitting there, still, just looking them in the eye, and nothing's wrong with this. So take a look around. Is your world getting better after, you know, 13 years of war?
Mm-hmm.
That should tell you something. You know, just common sense. It should be telling you something, that it's not what they're saying it is. Wake up.
Well, you know, it always breaks down to cognitive dissonance or denial.